Okay, Or Gedaliah Lakute Diburim Osei. Bemara Hanavuah Al Dalet Malchios B'Daniel. Sefer Daniel is a very, very deep and mysterious book of Tanakh. And in Sefer Daniel, Daniel has numerous chalomos, different dreams. So he has a dream where he sees this statue made out of all these different materials and different parts, and it corresponds to the four exiles. And then in the seventh chapter, which we're about to quote from, he has another dream. Okay, so listen to this dream. I'm just going to read it to you in English for a second. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylonia, Daniel saw a dream and visions in his head upon his bed. He then wrote down the dream and told the major parts. Daniel began and exclaimed. Okay, you ready for this? Hang on tight, Chava. I saw in my vision at night that, behold, the four winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea. Four immense beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion, and it had eagle's wings. I was watching as its wings were plucked, and it was removed from the earth and stood upon 2 feet like a man, and was given a human heart. Okay, that's Babel. Then behold, another beast, a second one, similar to a bear. It was placed on one side, and there were three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. And this is what they said to it: arise, devour much flesh. That corresponds to Madai, the Purim story. After this, I was watching, and behold, another beast. Here's the third beast, corresponding to Hanukkah, Yavan. A third beast, another beast, like a leopard, with four birds' wings on its back. The beast had four heads, and was given dominion. Okay, so that's our animal for today. A leopard with four wings on its back, four birds' wings on its back, and four heads, and this awesome koach, v'sholtan yehivle. It was given this yehivla. It was given this awesome strength and power. And then the fourth beast, which is the scariest of all, is Keneged Galus Edom. Okay, so on Hanukkah, we think about the third beast, the Namer, the leopard. What does it have to do with anything? So explains our Rabbi of Gedalia Shor. B'mara hanavua al dalet malchios b'daniel, hamara hanavua al malchus yavan hu al hanamer, the leopard. V'isa b'svarim, sh'akavona b'zeh sh'namer merames la'azus. Hanamer is known for its azus. How would you translate azus? Brazen, right? It's a type of strength that's not just muscle strength. It's a certain type of confidence, a brazenness, an intensity. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, have oz kanamer. You should be strong. You should be brazen like a leopard. Of course, the end of that statement is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Yavanim were very brazen. They were very, very brazen. In the way they defiled the Beis HaMikdash, in the way they challenged God, in the way they challenged Torah, in the way they were mezalzel and kedushas Yisrael, it was a certain type of azus, a certain type of brazenness. Now the Jewish people also are known for their azus. Right? Hashem oz la'amo yiten. What's the gematria of the word oz? Ayin vav zayin. 83. Right? So 83 is Hanukkah without the vav. Hanukkah is sometimes spelled with the Vav. We're used to seeing it with the Vav, but sometimes it's spelled without the Vav. It's a legitimate thing. So Hanukkah is either 89 or 83. Hanukkah without the Vav is 83. So Hanukkah is Gematria Oz. Hashem Oz La'amo Yitin. And we'll see, obviously, there was a certain brazenness that the Chashmonaim had to have, a certain holy chutzpah, an Aziz de Kedusha, in order to even think that they could fight against an army that was many times their size. Much stronger, much bigger. So it says in Pirkei Avos, have Oz Kanamer, you should be brazen like a leopard. V'yavan midaso haya azus v'geyus hefech meachna la'Hashem Yisbarach. Yavan is the very antithesis of what? Of humility. If you remember, we learned last Wednesday about the bowing that a person's supposed to do when you come to the breaches in the fence of the Soreg around the Beis HaMikdash, that the Yavanim made 13 breaches in the fence, and when we bow down in those spots, what we're doing by bowing there is we're showing our humility, our bittul to Hashem. Say Hanukkah in one word. This is my new game. Say Hanukkah in one word. Yitzchak, say Hanukkah in one word. He can't talk. He's pater. Pater of Alasa. No, say Hanukkah in one word. Pick one word. You have to describe Hanukkah in one Hebrew word. Go. Or, okay, what else? Shaman. Sufganiot. That's good. Listen, we stop now. We learned yesterday in Tosfos, so sometimes the last opinion is the main opinion. So if we're willing to, Shalom Baruch has paskind. Okay, I don't want to replace Sufganiot with a later opinion. Or Shaman. Nace. Ner? Which of the midos, of the spheros, correspond to Hanukkah? Which one's Hanukkah? Hod. Right? Hanukkah is lahodos ulahalel. So Hanukkah, in one word, has a lot to do with Hod. Hod is the mid of Aaron HaKohen, al-yedei kohanecha kedoshim. The whole miracle of Hanukkah took place through the Kohanim. The whole idea of Hod, of modim, of bowing, of being submissive to Hashem. Right? There's so much what Hanukkah is about, and that's part of our response. Again, whenever we have a negative koach in the world, we either respond by using that same midah positively, or we do the opposite of it. Right? There's two ways to kind of fight against a negative energy. I could either do the same thing in holiness, or I could try to prove that it's wrong by doing its opposite. You understand what I mean by that? So again, I have Yavan, which is Oz. Yavan has this Azus. So how do I fight their Azus? How do I fight their Azus and Gaiva? He calls it Azus v'Geus. Geus means Gaiva. How do I fight their haughtiness and their brazenness? So either I have to be, in holiness, haughty and brazen, right? I have to use that same Midah against them. And that's what we'll see the Chashmonaim certainly did. The Chashmonaim had that awesome confidence to fight back. But the other way to defeat their what? Their haughtiness is to do the opposite of their haughtiness, which is humility. Okay? That's what Hod is. In the Spheros, Hod means submissiveness. Hod means lahodos lahalo, to be thankful. When I'm thankful, I admit to someone else that I needed them. Okay? It's very much the mid of Aaron HaKohen. It's the humility of Aaron HaKohen. Moshe, of course, was also humble. But Moshe and Aaron are tied, in a certain sense, for the most humble statement of all time. V'nachnu ma, what are we? What are we? We can't even say that we're anything. Avram says, I'm dust and ashes. I'm ufer ve'efer. David Melech says, I'm a worm. I'm not even a person. Moshe and Aaron say, what are we? We're nothing. We're not even dirt. We're not even a worm. So it's the ultimate expression of humility. So I fight the gaiva. I fight the gaiva of Yavan with the midah of Hod. Right? What's the gematria of gaiva? Gimel Aleph Vav Hey. 15. What's the gematria of Hod? Hey Vav Dalet. 15. Okay, so Gaiva and Hod are opposites. Zel Umat Zeh. This one opposite that one. So again, I have Oz gematria Hanukkah. I have Hod gematria Gaiva. And again, the Avanim were this embodiment of what? This opposite of humility. I told you last week, the letters Yud, Vav, Nun. Look how straight they are. They don't bow at all. Yud, Vav, Nun. Looks like soldiers marching out to the battlefield. Standing, right, with an erect posture. Koma Zakufa, which the Shulchan Aruch even writes, is an abominable way for a person to walk, with an outstretched neck. A Jew walks with submissiveness, with humility. A person who walks with an outstretched neck, what does the Gemara say about such a person? Ein ani vahu. I can't occupy the same space as him. Remember last week we learned about Zekeli va'anvehu, anivahu. So a person who takes up too much space, he pushes Hashem out of the way. So a Jew has to carry himself with humility. Okay? Va'omer asfasemes. Fasemes writes in his writings on Hanukkah, Tafresh Memhei, from the year 1885, Shekishagavru hachashmonayim ala yavanim, not lumehem midas ha'azos. However, like I told you, you can fight back in one of two ways. You could be the opposite of that negative trait, or you could take that negative trait away from your enemy and use it against him. So says the Sfas Emes, the Chashmonaim took that brazenness and they used it in a way of holiness. Ha'azos de kedusha. holy brazenness. It's a chashuv concept in Sefer Chasidus, Azus de Kedusha. To have a brazen confidence to do holy things that are unpopular sometimes, like we spoke about yesterday. Ki inyan nitzachon al ha'oyev bi'uro shekolol basocho midas ha'oyev. When you defeat your enemy, you absorb within yourself the midah of your enemy. Right? That's the real spoils of war, in quotation marks. When you conquer an enemy, the spoils of war are not their physical possessions. It's that you take over their emotional, spiritual expressions. Whatever midos they have. So for example, the first mitzvah commanded to the Jewish people is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. In Mitzrayim, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. I'm giving you the power of Hischadshus. Giving you the ability to be connected to Chiddush, to control time. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. That was a fixing of what was not working out in Mitzrayim, because if we go back to the beginning of Shemos, what does it say? After the great reign of Yosef in Mitzrayim, right? When the Jews were still in good standing, all of a sudden, Vayaka Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim, Asher lo yada es Yosef. A new king came to power in Mitzrayim who didn't recognize Yosef. So the Mefarshim said, what do you mean a new king? How could there be a new king in Mitzrayim? The whole concept of new is the most authentic Jewish concept. It's the first mitzvah we were given as a people. HaChodesh Hazelechem. But you know what happens? If we don't use that koach of Chiddush, of Hischadshus, then the Umas Ha'olam could take it away from us. So therefore, Vayakum Melech Chadash al Mitzrayim Asher lo yada as Yosef. Yosef is the ability to be Mosef Aholich, to always bring new things to light. So if we don't use it, they take it from us. The same thing is the reverse. When we defeat them, we take it from them. We could take away that midah from them. I'll give you a proof from this week's parsha. It's actually a remez that Rav Gedalia Shor brings. He doesn't quote, you'll see, he doesn't quote Gematria so much. But he has in one place, in a hespit in the back of one of the volumes. Is it this one? He has a hespit. I don't remember for who. Where is it? And he writes that that when Yaakov Avinu fights in this week's parsha against Saro Shel Esav, he fights against the Satan and he defeats the Satan. And what happens when he defeats that embodiment of evil? He fights the Satan. He fights the Saro Shel Esav, the Malach of Esav. What happens when he defeats the Satan? What happens to Yaakov? He becomes a new person. What's his new name? Yisrael. Right? He becomes Yisrael. He becomes elevated. He's no longer Yaakov, which represents the okev, the heel. But now, all of a sudden, he's what? Now, all of a sudden, he's Yisrael, which is the letters Li Rosh. It's an elevated name. Yisrael is a very lofty name. Lashon of Srara, of power, of nobility, of leadership, of dominance. So the Svarim say, Gedalia Shor brings it. He says that what happens when Yaakov defeats the Satan? And he, so to speak, conquers and takes the Satan into himself. That's what happens. That's what he's saying. When you defeat an enemy, kolel besocho midas ha'oyev. You take the midah of that enemy. So what's the gematria of Yaakov? What's the gematria of Yaakov? Yaakov's 182. What's the gematria of Yisrael? 541. What's the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael? 541 minus 182. You guys can write. A lot of write. 541 minus 182. No? 359. So speak up. My hearing's not so good. 359. So 359 is Gematria Satan. So in other words, Yaakov plus Satan is Yisrael. When Yaakov defeats the Satan, he becomes Yisrael. Chevy, you got it? Chaim Yonison, you hear? When you defeat your enemy, you take that person's or Malach's koach and you put it into yourself. So Yaakov, when he defeats the Satan, he becomes Yisrael. So if you want to defeat the Avanim, who have this mid of Azus, you need to be Uz. You need to be fierce. You need to be bold. You need to be brazen, like a leopard. So let's keep reading. V'koveish osam litzarcha. When you defeat the enemy, you take his midah, and you suppress it for your needs. Right? You take the enemy into captivity, so to speak. You take his kochos. Not just the money and the spoils of war. The real spoils of war is that you take midos from the enemy. Va'oz nikra nitzachon be'emes. And that's called a real victory. A real victory is when you take that koach of tumah and you transform it into what? Into a holy midah. So when the Chashmonaim defeated the Yavanim, Oznat lumidas hayavanim ha'azos. They took this midah of brazenness, of boldness, chever of confidence to be a Jew, and they took it from the Yavanim. V'yachniso asal l'kedusha. They brought it into the realm of holiness. L'kayim divrei of Yehuda ben Tema. In order to fulfill what it says in Pirkei Avos, have oz kenomer la'asos retzon avicha shavah shamayim. If you want to carry out Hashem's will, you have to have a confidence. How are you going to navigate that first Friday afternoon when you have to tell your boss, I can't come, I got to leave earlier than everyone else? How are you going to explain that I can't come to the, you know, to the holiday party that's in some bar that's just, I can't, it doesn't work for me? How are you going to have the confidence to, you know, to sit there with your kosher meal in your little, whatever, styrofoam container while everyone else is, you know, dining on gourmet treif, you know, meals? It takes a certain azus, a certain confidence, a certain strength, a certain pride. Hashem owes la'amo yitain. Hashem yivarech es amo b'shalom. It's a big Chanukah pasuk. There's a lot of Chanukah in that pasuk. Hashem owes. Hashem gave us owes. Aval kishubam lidei azus. But here's the flip side. What's the danger of course being bold and brazen? Like we said before, azus comes along with what other midah? Gaiva. You become full of yourself. You become haughty. You become overly confident. Afshu azus de kedusha tzrichim shmira yaseira. Even though azus of holiness is a very powerful thing, you need to balance it out with what? You need to balance it out with some type of shmira, so that you don't become a bal gaiva. Because Hashem malach, finish the pasuk, geus lavesh. Gaiva is only for God. You're not allowed to be a bal gaiva. It's one of the most reprehensible traits. It may be the only midah that's counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs, according to some. It can't be a bal gaiva. It's terrible. Bal gaiva is terrible. So therefore, how do I balance having a certain confidence in the world, being able to stand up to be proudly Jewish, to be the one person in the room with a yarmulke on their head, you know, and trying to maintain my Jewish values when I find myself surrounded by Yavanim? Yavanim nikbitsu alai, and the Yavanim are all around me. How do I protect myself? Upartsu chomas migdalai, and they're breaching my infrastructure. How do I fight back? So I have to have confidence. I have to have strength. I have to have azus. Azus to kedusha. But there's a problem, because azus to kedusha could turn into gaiva. So how do I protect it? How do I make sure shelo yavo mea azus hazel legeus v'i hachno lahaborei? How do I make sure that the azus doesn't become gaiva and lack of submissiveness before my Creator? V'gam l'shar midos raus. And by the way, it could gravitate into all sorts of other negative expressions. V'chos v'shalom yidche ragle ashchina al yidei ha'azus shalom. Turn to the top of the next page. And God forbid a person could what? Could push away the feet of the Shechina. Like we learned last week again. If a person walks with an outstretched neck, if you're like the letters of Yavan, Yud, Vav, Nun, very straight, very tall, very proud, then God forbid you push Hashem away. You push the Shechina away. That's not a good thing. Kamosha Amru, Ein Anivahu, Yecholim Ladur, Bedir Achas. Hashem says, I can't live in the same place as a Baal Gaiva. V'lachein Tzrichim Litzarev, Ima'azas Tekedusha Hachna. So we have to balance our holy confidence and strength with what? With bittul and humility. And that's why Chanukah represents sort of these two opposites. On the one hand, Chanukah, of course, is the Yom Tov of what? Of Jewish pride, of Jewish strength, of Jewish confidence. Right? The notion of, you know, it's a little bit secularized a little bit, but the notion of like a Maccabee, you know, the Jewish warrior. And at the same time, the essence of the Yom Tov is what? Is hod, is lahodos lahalo, is to be humble and to be submissive and to be thankful and to realize we're nothing without Hashem. It's a strange mix of things, but that's the balance. I defeat the gaiva of Yavan through real humility and through real, real emistic holy confidence and holy strength. She ha'azas the kedusha biyachad im hachna v'hoda la'Hashem yisbach. I have to balance the azas with the hoda. V'zeh ma'asha amru kavum yom tov b'halal v'hoda. And that's why the Gemara says they established this Yom Tov as a Yom Tov of Halel and Hoda. What does Halel and Hoda mean? So it says with Gedal Yeshua, a very brilliant insight. He says, Halel and Hoda represent these two traits. Confidence and humility. He says, Shnei advar me'elu morim al shnei hafachim. These two expressions, Halel and Hoda, represent these two opposites. Halel hu bechinas ve'yigba libo bedarchei Hashem. What is Halel? Interesting. You can think Halel is also humility, but he wants to say Halel and Hoda represent confidence and humility, strength and submissiveness. Halel, he says, is what is holy gaiva, holy azus, like the pasuk says, "Vayigba libo b'darchei Hashem," that he elevated his heart, he went with confidence in the ways of Hashem. Why is that Halel? Ki Halel hu kishenisromim ha'adam l'madrega gavoa. Umargish gavus halev. He says, Halel is a person lifting himself up and feeling a certain elevation of one's heart. Why is that Halel? Why is that Halel? Person is confident, they're singing, they feel good. Why is that Halel? So he brings a pasuk in Iyov, very creative Mar Makum. He says, the pasuk in Iyov, Perchav Tes, says, Bihilo Neiro Ale Roshi. Bihilo really means to shine. The word Yahel means to illuminate or to shine. But he's saying Halel is related to that word. And this pasuk in Iyov says, Bihilo Neiro Ale Roshi. When he lifted up or he shined his candle, Ale Roshi, upon my head. So he's saying Halel comes with a certain what? A certain elevation, a certain confidence. The truth is, it's kind of true. If halal is an expression of song, when a person is singing, it's usually an indication. You know, you see someone walking down the street, like, singing to themselves. There's a certain confidence that a person has to do that. When you're in a good mood, a person's able to sing more readily. When a person's depressed, right, they don't always have a song on their lips. When a person is feeling in a good mood, then a person breaks out into song. So song is an expression, he says, of a certain confidence that a person has. Hoda, so that's halal. Halal v'hoda, hoda represents hachna l'Hashem yisbarach, being submissive to Hashem. El shitzarech ha'adam l'tzarev beis hamido se'ela. But a person needs to combine these two. A person needs to combine his halal with his hoda. Ha'halal ha'azos de kedusha, biyachar im hoda hachna l'Hashem yisbarach. Okay, make sense? Everyone understand the mission statement for Hanukkah? Make sense? All right. Good? All right, let's keep going. Osvav. Let's learn a little more about this number. Have you Ozka number? Yeah, what do you got? Right, we steal that midah away from them and use it for good. Right.
Had that confidence in him. And we know when Esau found out, he said, "May Isaac and Sarah God."
All right, he let out a scream.
And he screamed out. So that is the Machia Israel.
Isaac Saka.
Isaac Saka is the Machia Israel. Yaakov did that, took that meeting from Esau, which turned him.
Nice. Very good. Very good. Yeah, that was definitely a moment of. Taking the brachos was definitely a moment of azus to kedusha. Definitely a moment of azus to kedusha. Yeah, Yaakov standing up to Lavan at the end of last week's parsha. But Jew has to have a certain confidence. We can't be bullied all the time, you know? We get beat up too much. We have to stand up for ourselves once in a while. Yaakov Avinu is an ish tam. He's a humble person. He's a wholesome person. He's an honest person. He's the midah of emes. But sometimes, you know, because of our our gentle nature take advantage of us. And there's a time and a place for a Jew to be oz kanamen, to be confident, to be strong, strong-willed. Yeah, I'm Ram.
One question. Why, for example, if Abram's name changed from Abram to Abraham, why did the Amida we say Magen Abraham and not Magen Abraham?
But why don't we say Yisrael? Good question. Why do we say Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Why do we say Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael? Anyone have an answer to that? You know, Shem Shem Astropoli on that? So one answer is, I'll just tell you a quick answer. It's a Remez type of answer. There's a balance of the Avos and the Imos that's trying to be maintained. So let's look for a second. Let's just see this. Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. How many letters are in Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov?
14.
How many?
13?
Okay. 13. And how about Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah? How many letters? Also 13, right? 13 letters in the Avos, 13 letters in the Imos, 13 plus 13 is Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Hashem's name. Right? If we change it to Yisrael, then it's going to offset the balance of power. Okay? And it's that balance is very, very important to us. That balance is very important to us. I'll show you somewhere else where they talk about this balance. It says that what is it? Mordechai and Esther versus Haman and his wife. Let's see for a second. This one you have to do a little bit differently. Mordechai and Esther versus Haman and Zeresh. Okay, here's how they do this one. There's something called, for those who aren't familiar, there's something called Mispar Katan. Mispar Katan means you take the number and you reduce it to its single-digit column. You bring it down to the ones column. So like Mem, which is 40, becomes 4. So how much is Mordechai in Mispar Katan? 13. How much is Esther in Mispar Katan? Aleph is 1, Samach is 6, Taf is 4, 2, 13. So Mordechai and Esther are also 13, 13. They balance each other out well. What about Haman and Zeresh? Hey, Mem, Nun. We have a 5, 4, 5. So that's 14. Zeresh, Haman's wife. 7, 2, 3. 7, 2, 3 is 12. 14, 12. So they don't line up as well. Right? So they tie it into the Psukim and Amari Chazal in the Megillah that because Mordechai and Esther are 13, 13 and Haman and Zeresh are 14-12, so that's how we're able to defeat them. Again, these are very deep ideas, but they answer the question, right? They answer your question, and it's connected to a Rashi and Lech Lecha, but they answer your question basically saying that if the name would have been Yisrael, it would have offset the balance of power, because Yisrael would have one more letter than Yaakov. You know, it's sort of a out there kind of answer, but it's something to think about. But you're right. I mean, Yaakov and Yisrael, we keep both names. Right? We use both names. We see it actually in Hanukkah. We see Yaakov and Yisrael being used. If you pay attention to how we use Yaakov and Yisrael in the tefillos of Hanukkah, it's also interesting to think about. That Yaakov is the humility, Yisrael is the confidence. That actually works very nicely. If we're saying that Hanukkah is a Yom Tov of confidence and humility, so we really need the combination of both names, Yaakov and Yisrael. And again, there's a lot of sources. We didn't talk about it at all, but there's sources that Yaakov is the one who corresponds to Hanukkah. We said yesterday maybe Yosef is Hanukkah, but Yaakov in many ways is Hanukkah. Yaakov is the third of the Avos. Yavan is the third of our exiles. There's a lot of strong Yaakov Hanukkah Torah. So it makes sense that Yaakov, who has this duality to him, Yaakov and Yisrael, represents these two midos that Rav Gedalia Shor is describing. Yes, Rav Dov, what did I say?
Who is Yaakov and Abraham each having
Right, because we got rid of the name Avram. The Gemara says calling Avraham Avram is an Avera. So the name Avram was stricken from the record. The name Yaakov was not removed. Yisrael was added as an additional name. So that wouldn't have been an option. It would work in terms of if you kept Avram with four letters and gave Yaakov five letters, it would maintain the balance of 13-13 in terms of the letters. But we can't use the name Avram. The name Avram was obliterated. Yaakov is still his name. He's also Yisrael. Okay? All right, let's go on to Ozvav. Let's do one more. Yehuda ben Tema Omer Have Oz Kenamer Lasos Ritzon Avicha Shuba Shemayim. Again, same Yisod that we just learned. Same Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We should be bold, brazen, and strong, confident like a leopard to do the will of Hashem. Okay, these are very real Torahs. You have to really live with this on Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a time for a Jew to work on his confidence as a Jew. To be able to proudly declare, I'm a Jew. I'm not ashamed. I'm confident in my Yiddishkeit. Mevarech Chedushei Arim. The Chedushei Arim explains this Mishnah. Ki azus dinamerhu. What is the brazenness of a leopard? Is a leopard the strongest animal? No, not at all. Shebe'emes ein lahanamer kol kach gvura. The leopard, in terms of its sheer brute strength, is not the strongest, and yet it could rip to shreds other animals that are much bigger than it. How is that possible? Rak azuso omedislo lamod bifnei kol. It's confident, its brazenness, its speed, its intensity, is what allows it to what? Is what allows it to be so dominant. Va'omer chedushe harim. Ki Yehudi biyasodo yeshlo gvura shel aryeh. If I had to ask you, what animal are we, the Jewish people? That's a hard question. You could say, well, Yehuda, or called Yehudim, generally, collectively. Yehuda is compared to a lion. So maybe Jews are like a lion. Could be. A Jew has the strength of a lion. Aval ma'odim nafo madrigoso. Ve'ein lo ha'gvura shel ha'aryeh. Alav muto lihiyos oz kanamer. What does Yehuda ben Tema say in the Mishnah? What's that whole Mishnah? Let's look up the whole Mishnah for a second. Anyone have a sitter? Who's got a sitter? Yeah, I got one. It says in Pirkei Avos. And by the way, open up the Torah, the first siman in the Torah. Open up a lot of work with this Mishnah. Because this is a statement of to use these kochos, these animalistic kochos, and to use them in a way of kedusha. So here's what it says. Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Where is it? Yehuda ben Tema Omer have oz kanomer, kal kanesher. You should be light like an eagle. Rotz katzvi. You should be fast like a deer. V'gibor ka'ari. You should be strong like a lion. Lasos ratzon avicha shebashamayim. So really a Jew has to have the strength of a lion. What happens when you're not feeling strong? So you have to use a different midah. The Chiddush HaRim said, even though a Jew at his essence is really strong like a lion, he also has to know that when he has a yirida, when he's nafal memadregaso, when he falls down, or he feels outmanned or overpowered, he has to draw on a different type of strength. What strength is that? Oz kanamer. Velomer, liyerushas avosai ani chozer. I have to be oz kanamer, and I have to go back to what? I don't have my own strength, but I have the Yerushas HaAvos. I can rely on what? I can rely on the Avos. I come from Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right? That should give me a confidence. I may not be the greatest Jew of all time. I may not be a lion. I may not have that type of, you know, actual strength. But I can have a certain confidence knowing I'm a member of the greatest team ever assembled. That should give a person a confidence. I'm going back to my root. I recognize where I come from. I'm a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that gives a person a certain boldness and a confidence, even when he's down. And then he can use that confidence against all of those impediments that stop him from serving Hashem. And when he does so, Oz Hashem Yisbarach Misayeyu, V'nosin Lo HaKoach Shal Ha'ari. So So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him what? Restores him to the strength of a lion. So I'm supposed to be a lion in terms of my gvura, but when my gvura is lacking, I can use azos to get back to gvura. And how do I get that confidence? I think, who am I? Where do I come from? I'm a Jew. I come from the Avos HaKadoshim. I literally am a direct descendant of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's pretty powerful. And then when I have that confidence, I turn back into a lion and I can defeat my enemies. So says Rav Gedalia Shur, 5 lines from the end of the right-hand column. V'zeh yisod gadol ba'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. Sha'af im ein la'odam akochos la'amod neged ha'mafriyim lo la'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. This is a major yisod in serving Hashem, that even if I don't have the strength to stand and to oppose those things that are mafriyim, those things that are getting in my way of my avodas Hashem, that are blocking me, im notal es atzmo ba'azus la'amod neged ha'dvar ma'mafriyim lo, when I use confidence to push back against those things and say, you're not able to block me. Then Hashem gives you the strength to overcome anything. The same way yesterday we were learning that a Jew has to be able to declare, Ani choma, I am a rock solid wall. I have to be able to look at any other wall and break through it. How do I do it? The wall's stronger than me. But there's a tenacity, an azus, an intensity, a boldness and a brazenness that a Jew has, that if I need to get to the other side of this wall, I'm just going to plow through it. A certain confidence. Nothing can stop me from getting close to a Kadosh Baruch. U'mashamuto ala adam hu lahamir es atzmo ba'azus neged hamafriyim. Let's look at the footnote for a second. Look at footnote 4. Chaver, take a look at footnote 4. Beautiful teaching from the Shem Yishmuel. Shem Yishmuel, Jared, you have to fill in for Jamie for a minute. Shem Yishmuel, okay, second from the left, top row. Says the holy Shem Yishmuel, Miketz from the year Tuf Resh Pei. Tuf Resh Pei, what year was Tuf Resh Pei? What year are we in now? Tuf Shin Pei. Right? We're in Tuf Shin Pei, so that's 2019/20. We're about to transition to So Tuf Resh Pei is 1920. Okay? So in 1920, the Shem Yishmuel said the following insight. Ki anamer romez l'shkeda. What is one of the character traits of a namer? What's a namer? A namer is known for what? For the midah of shkeda. What does shkeda mean? Kamo shekasev namer shoked al areihem. What's the midah of shkeda? In Pirkei Avos it says a person should be shakud lilmod Torah. Which is maybe why Yavan corresponds to the Namer, because Chanukah is a fight for Torah. And if you want to have success in Torah, you need Shkeda. What is the Mid of Shkeda? What do you think it is? I don't know if quickness is the right translation. Endurance. Diligence, maybe? Have you shakud lilmod Torah? Be diligent in your Torah study. It comes along with hasmada, it comes along with amelus, shkeda, like a number that's shoked, like a number that's hanging around, that's crouching, that's lying in wait, so to speak. It's always in its place. So if you want to learn, what does it say in Pirkei Avos? Marbi yeshiva, if you spend more time sitting, so to speak, if you can actually get, you know, to your seat in the base and open the sefer and actually put in the time, then you'll have success in Torah. You got to put in the time, the effort. Shkeda. To be like a number that's shoked ala rehem. Like a leopard that's let's see how Arshel translates it. It's crouching. It's hovering. It's not hovering. It's in position. Let's see. How does Arshel translate it? Arshel here translates it as the leopard stalks their cities. You said that? Stalks, you said? Why did you say that? Okay. Yeah, so like a person who's obsessed with something, right? A person who's totally focused on something. That's what shkeda is. to be diligent, to be focused, to be present, to be stalking. Okay? Ki ha'adam tzarech lishkod al torasso v'al vodasso. Says the Shem Yishmuel. If you want to be like a namer in holiness, so it means a person needs to be diligent. You need to be chasing Torah, pursuing Torah. If you're lying in ambush to chop up another bit of Torah. Not to get tired, not to get weary, not to give up hope. Lo yisya'esh, lo mar harbe pam mischalti, v'lo omdali, v'achar kach nafalti. Not to say, says the Shem Yishmuel, I tried this before, didn't go the first time, didn't go the second time, I stumbled. That's what the number is all about. The lie-in is that strength. But when you're weak, use the mid of the number. Ki berov hayegia shalo od yimtza mizeto eles. If you keep trying, you'll see results eventually. The number is bold, it's fierce, it's brazen. Why would you try again? You failed so many times. Because I have that confidence. As the Pasuk says in Koheles, Shlach lachmcha al pnei amayim, cast your bread upon the water. In other words, keep investing, ki berov hayavim timsanu. Because eventually you'll catch a big fish. Ki hayedei ashkeda berov hayamim, o timsas aperos me hayegiyav ashkeda. That eventually you'll see the fruits of your labor. That's also part of the midah of the number. To be able to push through that opposition. Okay, so we learned some very important midos of the number today. Let's get to the last paragraph for today. Vizeh, back up top. Vizeh hayikoach shel hachashmonaim, shenotlu me'evanim za'azos. So this again is what the Avanim surrendered, so to speak, to the holy Chashmonaim. The Chashmonaim said, we're going to take this mid of azos, this mid of confidence, of boldness, of brazenness, of willingness to try when it seems futile, when the Beis HaMikdash has been conquered. You have to read the Gemara carefully. What does the Gemara say about the oil of the Beis HaMikdash? The Sfarim make this point. It says the Yavanim came into the Heichal, and what did they do? Timu kol hashmanim shebeheichal. Translate the words literally. Nu Nisan, translate the words for us. Timu kol hashmanim shebeheichal. They defiled all of the oil in the sanctuary. What does all mean? All. And yet these crazy Chashmonaim decided, no, it's not all. It's all. What do you mean it's not all? Of course it's all. Look around. You're being silly. You're being foolish. No, we're being confident that we know there has to be pure oil here. And they were laughed at. What are you talking about? It's over. But a number is shokade. A number is a person who says, we have to try. I got to keep trying. I got to put in my time. I got to put in the effort. And they knew it has to be. When the Gemara says timu kol hashmanim, the Gemara is reflecting sort of what the assumption of everyone was. Jew and Yavani alike. They told a small group of people, said, nah, 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 can't be. And they started searching, they started searching, they started searching. Until eventually, oh, lo and behold, pachechad shel shemen, with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. So the Chashmonaim used that azaz, that confidence, that diligence, to say, we got to keep going, we got to keep going. Nothing can allow for this break to take azaz kanamer. Afshahayu ma'atim v'chalashim. They were few and they were weak. And they knew in terms of the military battle that lay ahead, it was impossible for them to win. They were weaker, but they were confident. They took this confidence to fight. Even though naturally there's no way they could have won. Uvakocha azus to kedusha hazos, but with this holy azus basiua milamala, they rose lamala min hateva. They rose up lamala min hateva. Vinasnu lahem hakochos lanatzeach hayavan. And that's exactly when a leopard takes down an elephant. Even though an elephant is much stronger, a leopard defeats a lion. Even though a lion, again, in terms of just raw brute strength is much stronger, but the leopard is much more tenacious. The leopard is much more bold and brazen. And that's what the Chashmonaim had to do in order to win. And therefore, Chanukah, we tap into that. Chanukah, a Jew says, Ki nafalti kamti. Ki eshev b'choshech Hashem orli. Even if I've lived in the dark for a period of time, I can overcome it. L'chol adoros. This Mida lasts for all generations. Shiyeh b'yacholtem la'amod ba'azos neged kol ha'mafriyim, v'oz Hashem yisparach misayem. In the same way that these Hashmonayim took a risk, they took a chance, they went with confidence because they had to win, and Hashem helped them. Nosin la'makoch la'amod neged ha'yitzahara v'chol ha'mafriyim. The same offer is being offered to each and every one of us on Chanukah. To be bold like a bold and brazen like a leopard. To have azos to kedusha, to balance that mida of halel, confidence, with hodah. And again, to believe that if I'm willing to make those efforts, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us to do the rest. All right, questions, comments, thoughts? Okay, I bless us. We should have this azus to kedusha in the right way. Shkoyach. Shkoyach Amanda.